This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The electric scooter company Bird turned one this week, and if they don't have them where you live, Bird or its competitor Lime, they are pretty cool slash terrible, depending on your point of view. You download an app, find a scooter wherever it might have been left by the last person who used it, you scan the barcode, and off you go. Trust me, in some parts of Southern California, they are everywhere. Anyway, this week, California Governor Jerry Brown signed a law that makes it optional for adults to wear helmets when they ride, a very big win for the e-scooter lobby, as Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
In this uncertain time, with an increasingly divided nation, little is more polarizing than the electric scooter. I mean, you love them or you hate them.
For some people, they're blight. They're strewn around. They're everywhere. They're in walkways.
Scott Cummings teaches law at UCLA. He says it's easy to see why some cities have banned them, while others are more welcoming.
The business model of these companies is to put their product out in the market, whether it's legal or not, to try to generate demand, and then to force local governments to adapt law in their favor.
That approach is working in Santa Monica, at least, where a scooter pilot program has been launched after companies unleashed their fleets. But the rules aren't always clear, says Marlon Bornett. He teaches urban planning at the University of Southern California.
You can't have a situation where a person picks up a scooter, maybe on Venice Beach, and maybe they're not required to wear a helmet, and they ride into Santa Monica,
where they might get a ticket. Pushing for a state law to okay riding without a helmet was important for companies like Bird, Lime, and Scoot.
If we want to welcome this technology, and I think there's reasons why we want to, we need some consistency. And this may indeed be an area where state regulation is important.
Meanwhile, the push for e-scooters keeps growing. They're already rolling on the streets of Atlanta, Boston, and Chicago. And now, legislation has been introduced in the New York City Council to legalize the ride there. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
Got to come out of that piece with this update. Two scooter riders, one in Dallas and one in Washington, D.C., have been killed in scooter accidents past 48 hours.